Third parak of Sukkah Mishnah Gimel, we're up to the Arava. Arava Gzula, the Yuvesha Psula, just like we saw by the Lulav and Adas, if it's stolen or dried out, it's possum. Talking about the leaves are dried out. The Shel Asherah, the Shel Ir Hanidachas Psula, if it's from, it was worshipped as a tree or a city that has to be burnt, because most of the members of the city were worshipping idols. It's also psula, like we learned before, since it's about to be burnt, it does not have a shear, and the rabbi has to have a shear, 3 tefachim. Niktam roisha, the top of the branch was chopped off. Nifetsu oleho, if the leaves fell down. Atzav tefoh. Atzav tefoh is something that is similar to a rava, but it's different. Says the siman of the tzatzafa is that the leaves are round and not long, it has very jagged edges, and it also has a green branch, whereas the harava has a reddish branch and has smoother leaves and long leaves. Kmusha v'shanosha mikta taler, if it's a little bit not fresh, the leaves are browning, it's not completely dried out, but it crumbles. Oh, shenoshu mixes aleh, or some of its leaves fell off, and not the majority of the leaves fell off. Then the shelbal, if it grew not near the river, it grew in a field or a mountain, then it's still kshela. As long as it's this min, it doesn't have to grow by the nachal itself.